This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Our news magazine, Sound Ideas, airs at noon and 6 today. It's the music of Groovement, who have been described as what you would hear if Led Zeppelin caught a soul train with Group Love and then threw a party while heading down the tracks to Motown. The six-man funk rock outfit based in Fayetteville, Arkansas, makes a stop at Jazz Up Front in Bloomington Saturday night. We caught up with Groovement drummer Brian Burkhart via Skype. He says Groovement is a fine balance between musicianship, songwriting, and energetic performances.
You find that a little bit more so in classic stuff when you would have pop songs that could have big jams in them that could be 6 minutes long. That's kind of gone away in present music. You know, you gotta keep it within 3 or 4 minutes, and a lot of times solos are the ones that get cut out of the way. But we want to keep that within our music, especially at our live shows. We pride ourselves in that. We enjoy playing our instruments. We enjoy playing with each other, getting into the improvisational sections, into the songs live. It's very much part of what we do and what we enjoy.
See, I'm hearing with the horns, I'm hearing Chicago, Funkadelic, Parliament,
for
things
sure.
Like that, yeah?
For sure.
Is that in the wheelhouse?
Absolutely. It's very, very much so in the wheelhouse. The wheelhouse is rather large. We have a rather large wheelhouse.
Brian Burkhart mentioned Rick James. The R&B legend is name-checked on perhaps the standout song on the Clouds album, Rick James and the Giant Peach. Here's just a bit of that song. Growing up, was Rick James, Parliament, Funkadelic, those kind of bands, were you listening to that, or did you come to that a little bit later?
Most of us probably weren't alive when most of that stuff came out, but hip-hop music was something that, with the samples, they are what reintroduced that music to us. And then so we first hear the songs for the first time, and we think it's a Dr. Dre song, and then we find out, oh no, Dr. Dre just took the sample from this song by Curtis Mayfield or Parliament Funkadelic. And so then we go back and discover that music and discover their whole catalog for the first time and realize where that came from and actually kind of like it better because it's got a little bit more movement to it and all that instead of just repetitive loop.
Rick James and the Giant Peach from Groovement. Like all the songs you'll hear from this band, it's tight and obvious. Members are locked into each other and the groove itself. But the music isn't the only component when performing. Burkhart says movement on stage is just as important as what's coming out of the instruments.
Because that's what people want to come see you play the music. That's what we like doing the most, is performing for people. And having people come to our shows. And if our shows aren't fun, then no one wants to come.
We had a fun band at the GLT Summer Concert this year, Sammy Miller and the Congregation, who were playing kind of straight jazz, but they're having a ball with it. I mean, they were running all over the lawn out on the outdoor stage, right? They're doing this and doing that. Mm-hmm. But they were pretty choreographed.
Yeah, we're not choreographed at all. It's very much so an improvisation. We have a bass player by the name of Superman, and he has a cape, his Superman cape, and he enjoys flying on bass cabinets and subwoofers, and guitar player is the king of the guitar face, and we bring horns, and horns just kind of give an energy to a live show you just can't capture on pre-recorded material. This live horns, it's kind of give off the energy.
Brian Burkhart of the band Groovement, who plays jazz up front Saturday night.